We are learning Masechta Basra, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we're starting 12 lines from the top, the beginning of a line, Omar Rabba Vo. Omar Rabba Vo. Omar Moshe of Nekariz Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalayla. Bema Teroim Karen Yisrael. How do I raise the horn, that's the literal Tashas, horn of Yisrael, means how do I raise the Ramah, the height of Klal Yisrael? Omar Loi answered him. He answered, Moshe asked Karas Baruch Hu, how do I do this? Karas Baruch Hu answered Moshe, Bechisisa. Bechisisa means that if you want to raise Chisisa, Rosh Meir Yisrael, you want to raise the Rosh Meir Yisrael, what do you do? Give tzedakah. That's what it says in the pasuk there. Give machzor shekel, it's with tzedakah. That's how you raise the Ramah, the height of Klal Yisrael, is with giving tzedakah. V'om Rav Avo, Shalu es Shloima ben David. They asked Shloima HaMelech, how far does the koyach of tzedakah go? Amalem, he answered, Tzuru ma'pirish David Abba, go see what my father said in Tehillim. It says in Tehillim, Pizer nosan le'avyoinim, tzedkasa yemenes lad. You gave out money to the avyoinim, your tzedakah, your tzedkas will be forever. Karni Torah b'kavit. That's the schus if someone gives tzedakah. Rav Abba Mahacha, from this pasuk, the pasuk says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Hu meroimim yishkoin, he will rest up high. Mitzodos shloam esgabai. His abode will be up there in the racks. Lach maynita meimav nemanim, because he gives tzedakah, he gives lechem, and he gives meimav nemanim. He gives tzedakah in a good way. So then he will be very high up there. Matam roim mishkam shloam esgabai. Lach maynita meimav nemanim, because he gives bread and water. Amar Rav Avoh shalosh shloima. They asked shloima Avelach, Ezu ben el abba. Who's the ben el abba? Amalahem, he answered, Kol shekeneged zekein of kavod. That means anyone who gets respect because of his chachma and not because of his, because he's older, not alone, he's old, because when he gets older, he's respected because of his chachma, that is someone who's a ben el abba. Kihad Yosef bereid de Rav Yeshua, Yosef the son of Rav Yeshua, chalash, he got sick. Yosef was the son of Rav Yeshua, and he got sick. Ingid, and he fainted, he went into a coma. And then he got better. Omele Avua, so his father Rabbi Shua asked Rabbi Yosef, my chazes, when you went up there, what do you see? Omele, Oilam Hafuk Risi, I saw a world that was upside down. Al Yoinim Lamata of the Tartan Lamailo, which Rashi means that the Oisom Shein Al Yoinim Khan, people here, Al Yoinim, Machmas Oshram, they're the rich guys. Risi Sham Shein Lamata, I saw there, they're Lamata. But Tartan Lamailo, I saw the Aniyim that here, that are shveilim there, the chashuvim. It was an oilim hafak risi. Amalei, so the father answered, no, oilim bar risa. You saw a very clear world. And then he asked him, Anan hechazin, how do we, the Tamid Chacham, look up there? He told us about the anim and the ashirim. What about Tamid Chacham? Amalei, kehechad the chashvin hachas bin hasam. They're the same. Just like here, this world, the chashuv, the next world, also chashuv. Veshamati chayimrim, ashrei mi shabal lekan, v'tamudu yodan. That they were saying there, Ashrei mi, praiseworthy one who comes here, v'tamudai v'yadai. And as tamudai v'yadai, pasuk pshat means that he chazes his learning and he comes up with learning. The Masha says, a different pshat. A famous pshat from the Masha, Ashrei mi shvalakam v'tamudai v'yadai. What does that mean? Zok the Masha, very small Masha, yesh l'farish ki ikka limoid. V'shinas v'roishim, what's the ikka limoid makes v'roishim? Hu ha limoid haba meksivas yad. Asher akinik v'chom v'soifrim. Since the ikka learning, that's the klaros learning, you write it down. You write over a blot, the shakav tire of the blot. You have to have a klar. It's very hard to do. So that is called tamudei biyadai. My biyadai, your hand, your writing. That's what it says, tamudei chama called seifrim. That's stated in Mashal. But Shemati Shayim, also heard them saying, haruge malchus enko beria yochalami uchitzosam. The haruge malchus, which we thought right now meant the Asura Haruge Malchus, no one can stand in their Mechitza. They're in a special place in Gan Eden. Man, you, who's the Haruge Malchus? You know Rekiva V'chaveiro, which means the Asura Haruge Malchus. So Mara asks, Shema Haruge Malchus Suloi, they're Stamos, they're the biggest tzaddikim around. They don't have to come on to Haruge Malchus. But Suloi, Pshita V'lavachinami, even without that, they'll be up there. Ella Haruge Lord. It's partial because learning Torah, right. So learning Torah isn't bigger than that. That's the answer. Learning Torah, this word, the Amudei HaTorah of Gans Klal Yisrael.
And then on top of it, they died.
I know, yeah, right. But still, they would be in the same mechitzas, Mashma. They're already at the top of the line mechitzas. Talmud Torah connected Kulam, so they're already the Gedolim of Klal Yisrael, and they are the Shalshalos HaTorah, so the Gemara held that they are already so big. It's mashma also as taharugi malchus. You're right, they get bigger from the meisin nefesh. That's very, very, very much right. But it's mashma in the Gemara that he heard that the harugi malchus, no one could touch them. That's not their shame dava. They're not called Hashem harugi malchus. They also had that, but they were also the tanoim. A Tana is called a Tana because he learns Torah, not because of Ruga Malchus. Look at Rashi, that's how he learns. They have more. Somebody says, no, it was the Aruga Lod. Who the Aruga Lod? So Rashi brings down a very short story. It's Lulinus, the Papas Achim. There were two brothers that turns Rufus and Rasha killed them, because the story was there that there was some, a Bas Melech got killed, and they were about to kill the Gans Klai Yisrael because of this. So these two chevra said it was them. They came and it was Moida, it was them, it wasn't them, but they came to be Moida, and they took the Misa for Gans Klai Yisrael, and with that, even though they weren't Tanoim, they were got a special place in Gan Eden. Tanya, Omer Yechim Zakel Tamido, Bini Mahu Sha'amar Hakosov Omer Yechim Zakel Tamido, Bonai, Mahu Sha'amar Hakosov Tzedaka Teroimim Goy V'cheslu Mechatas. We have a few pshatim in this pasuk, interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, Tzedakah will pick up the goy. V'chesed l'um chatas. But for the umim, it's a chatas. Now, who's the goy? What does chatas mean? What's going on here? So tzedakah picks up the goy, and chesed l'umim is a chatas. So then the Rabbi Loz of Omar, this is the first pshat. Tzedakah term of goy ali Yisrael. Goy is referring to the Yisrael. How do we know? The chsiv. U'mikam chay Yisrael goy achabaretz. Klai Yisrael is called a goy. And by them, tzedakah raises them. The chesed l'umachatos called tzedakah v'chesed she'umas ha'avichavim oisim, but the goyim who do tzedakah v'chesed, it's a chet ulehem. It's a chet. Why? They only do tzedakah she'en oisim elos gadlaboy. They only do tzedakah in order that they should be more successful. K'moshin emar, like the pasuk says, this is talking about Dayavish, when he told them he's going to take care of the Beis HaMikdash and help out. So it says in the pasuk there, that I'm giving you all that money, so you should bring kabbonis to Hashem, for the life of the king and his children. So you see, he only gave in order to have this tefillah. So, and that's not a good thing, it's called a chatas. It's not a good tzedakah. Ho'imer, someone says, Sela zel tzedakah v'shul sh'yichiv ni. I want to give tzedakah in tzchus that my son shall live. Or v'shul sh'eskel haba. Or v'tzchus I get on haba. Harei tzadik gomer. He's a tzadik gomer. And my first one speak out. That means if he always gives tzedakah, he's called a tzadik gomer. Even though he gives it for this reason. So l'charo, how can you say it's a chet? We see it's tzadik gomer. More answers like Kasha. Kam b'yishol, kam b'yivichavim. Like Rashi explains. Yisrael knows when he gives tzedakah, it's not a guarantee. He's not doing. He's not saying that I'm only giving tzedakah if my son will live. Either way, he wants to give tzedakah. He's giving it as a schos. But even if something chashom happens to his son, he's very happy with the mitzvah. Mashenkin a goy, it's a deal. It's a deal breaker. If it doesn't happen, then I'm not happy, and therefore it's considered a chet. That's one pshat in the pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer's pshat. Nena Rabbi Yeshua v'Omar tzedakah to Reim goy el Yisrael d'chsev mikam chay Yisrael goy echabaretz. So taka, that's the same type of shot. Tzedakah term goy means tzedakah will help out to eat. V'chesed l'umachatos, chesed l'umas achatos, kos tzedakah v'chesed l'umas avichavim oisim, chet ulehem. That's a chet. She'en oisim elgish t'mosh v'achusim. Only doing that in order that the malchus should continue. Their kingdom should continue. Shnema, it says in the pasuk by Nebuchadnezzar, that Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, lohein malka malki, if you want to keep you're the melech, you want to keep being like that, yishbar Allah, you want to be good, V'chata'och b'tzidka peruk. Then help out your chata'om, b'mechapi chata'om with tzedakah. V'av yosach b'meichan anyan. And y'avoynois, we're giving him niyan. Hein t'ava orcho l'shal v'aseich. That will be a refuah for your shalom to keep your malchus going. So that's why people do it. That's why the goyim do it. And therefore it's called a chatas. Nana Rabbi Gamil v'amar, third pshat, tzedakah t'reimeim goy el yishol. Tzim v'gam kol yishol. They only do it in order to be haughty, to be a balgaiva. I didn't skip. And anyone who is a haughty, neifel began and falls again him. Shadema, like the pasuk says, Zaid Yahir lates Shemoy. Zayd Yahir, a Mazid who is Yahir, late Shemoy, Oisa be'evras zodan and evra el gehenim. And evra is only gehenim, and evra means gehenim. Shenemar, so you see someone who's a big shot, he lands up in gehenim. Shenemar, yoyim evra, yoyim ahu. So this was the third pshat. The first pshat was that's called the chatos. Why? Because of skadabai. The second pshat was kadesh tamashik machusam. That's why it's called the chatos. And the third pshat, just making sure I didn't skip, the third pshat was kol amisyayer. He does it for to be haughty, to be a big shot, to be valgaiva. That's why it's called the chesed. So there's three pshatim. Omer Rav Gamliel, Gamliel says, adayin hatzrichin lemoidai. And Marshall explains that you still need another pshat because all those three things are taka, not a mitzvah of tzedakah. But to call it a chait already, it's a little bit harder to call it a chait. Because, well, you hear Mordechai, it's called a chait. I'm saying it's not called a chait. It's nothing with the right intentions. It's called a chait. So this why he says, Adano Tzrichim Madoi. Rav Lezim Madoi Eimer, tzedakah term goy, el yisrael. The chsim mikam chishol goy ha-chabaretz. The ches lum chatos, kol tzedakah v'ches sh'akim oisin chaitu lehem. It's a chait. Why? Shein oisim alacharif oisonu boi. They use that in order to make fun of us. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk that the goyim tell the yid va'yova v'yas Hashem kashadibre, that Hashem came and did what He said. He put you into galut. He chatosim Hashem v'lo shematim mekayloi v'hoyu lachem hadava hazeh. They use the tzedakah when they're giving you money. They tell you, you attack a poor guy, I got to give you money because Hashem did exactly what He says He did to you. Put you into galus, made you into poor people, and He uses this to make fun of them and to be mecharef faysanu, and therefore that's why it's considered a chait. Nena Rav Chanan Yemer Akana v'amah tzedakah term v'gay v'ches yishol v'l'umim chatos. We reads like this: Gevaldik pshat. Rav Chanan has new pshat, a whole new way of reading it. You read it like this. Tzedakah teroimim goy v'chesed. Tzedakah will pick up the yid and chesed will pick up the yid. L'umim chatos. And umim always have chatos. No, they never do chesed. Let's see, read it. Tzedakah teroimim goy v'chesed l'yisrael. All to Yisrael. V'l'umim chatos. That's his pshat. Omlam Yechem Ezekah, it's midov nirin divri rachnunim rekonam dvarayim dvarayichem. Yechem Ezekah said, I like Rav Nachman Yekonam's pshat better than all your pshat and better than my pshat. The fish who knows in stock of a ches li Yisrael, lakam chatos. Because he gives everything to Yisrael, and the guy gets a chatos. Now, it says, Nirin, Dibri, Mechon, Yisrael, better than my pshat.
What? Huh?
Because he doesn't give tzedakah. Because he's not a good person. He does nothing good. Now, this question is that he says, I like it better than my pshat and everyone else's pshat. Everyone in Sol, Yechem, Zach's pshat yet? We missed that. That pshat, I take a skip. There's no Yechem, Zach's pshat. There's Rabbi Eliezer. There's Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamiel, Rabbi Eliezer Madoi, Rabbi Nechunim Elkanah, but not Rabbi Yechem Zakeh. So more has the kasha. Mechlal, Duhu Naami, Omar, Yosef Rabshah, Mayi, Tanya Omar Olam, Rabbi Yechem Zakeh. Kishem Shachatos Mekaperes Al Yisrael, just like a chatos, carbon chatos Mekaper Yisrael, Kach Tzedoko Mekaperes Umos Olam. This one is a first pshat that makes the goyim look good. It says, Tzedoko Toroimim Goy, which means a Yid, V'chesed L'umim Chatas, and Chesed for the Umis Elam is a Chatas, like a Karmel Chatas, it's like a Kapara. So I think we're about the Ifri Hormuz. We had her before. Ifri Hormuz, Ibris Farmalka. She was a Goy. We had before, just to remind everyone, because it was too long ago, it's a long time ago, that says there, Ifri Hormuz gave money to Rav Yosef that he should do Mitzvah Rabbah. So Rav Yosef said, what's a Mitzvah Rabbah? What is the opinion of Shavuyim? So Ifri Hormuz gave him money. Now, the new story here. Ifri Hormuz wanted to give tzedakah. She was very into tzedakah. Ifri Hormuz, Imus Ramalka, Shota Ami Dinri, Lekaved Rav Ami, sent 400 dinar to Rav Ami, said, give it out to tzedakah. Like Kablinu. He said, I'm not taking it. I'm not giving you the schus of tzedakah. Shadrin Lekaved Rav, of Kablinu, and he was a Kabbalah, from Shalom Malchus. Because Shalom Malchus, he accepted it. Shom Rav Ami, I've heard that Rav accepted tzedakah. Ikbe, he got upset. Omar, Lesla, you don't hold it a pasuk. Be voish kitzira to shavarna. Nosha voish meiris. I saw the pasuk like this: when it dries out your schusim, you're gonna break. And noshim boys, even ladies could come and capture you and kill you. So we don't want to give him a schusim, like Rashi says, because tichlos schusim v'yadam v'yavish lachluches ma'is tzedakah shlam oziyah shmaru. When they don't have tzedakah, that's when they're gonna break. So why are you giving them schusim? But Rava, Moshem Shalom Malchus. But Rava, because Shalom Malchus he took it. Rav Ami Nami Moshem Shalom Malchus. Rav Ami agreed to Shalom Malchus. He said, the boiler fugal in the chavim. You should have gave it to the goyish aniyim. You got the money for tzedakah. Good, give it to the aniyim. Give it to aniyim of the chavim. But Rav Nami lini of chavim yavinu. Rav Tag gave it to that. Rav Tag gave it to the goyish aniyim, which don't give him so much chusim. Rav Ami the ikbedu the loy siyum kamei. Rav Ami was upset. He didn't hear who he gave it to. Now Rashi speaks out that I, the Gemara before, says that we use the Tinyan Shvuyim. What's shot over there? So should have gave it to a guy. Because here, even Shalmali gave it to a guy. He didn't give it to a guy, Pinyan Shvuyim. Pinyan Shvuyim, we used it for a year, because it's a mitzvah rabbah. So he used it for a mitzvah rabbah. What? I know, give it to a guy. But he helped it a year, he used it for that. The Pinyan Shvuyim. So Rashi answers a teretz like this. He says that by the, you can't be a gneivas das. When someone gives you money for tzedakah, you gotta use it for tzedakah. But we know that a yid has to give tzedakah to a goy also, als eva. So therefore, when you give money to the gabbai tzedakah, he give it to the goyim. That's not gneivas das, that's part of a deal. When you give money to a kupa, something goes to the goyim. Vashayke pinyan shvuyim doesn't go to the goyim. Pinyan shvuyim only goes to save yidin. So there, they told you I want a mitzvah rabbah, you got to do it for a mitzvah rabbah, and therefore it would have been gneivas das. So you see from Rashi over here that there's an iser of gneivas das even by a goy, which is something good to know. That even by a goy, there's an iser gneivas das, that's in the Rashi, and therefore they had to give a dafka to a pinyan shvuyim. But Vashayke here, you give it to aniyeh goyisho aniyeh.